What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Make sure you are subscribed at brandonlynette.com for your email messages. That's a great place to reach out to me as well through email, or I would say Facebook, definitely not Instagram. Make sure you give me a follow on TikTok. I did finally get it opened up so I could have subscribers. So I'm working out a plan to do something special over there for you guys that are going to pay to play. I think it's $9.99 to subscribe over there, but no point in doing that until I have an actual plan that is going to offer you an ROI, meaning you're going to get a return on your investment for hanging out with me. So we'll get that figured out. I did announce yesterday I am opening up my Marketing Mavens group. If you don't know what a maven is, I suggest you go look at my Facebook page to find the definition. My husband said he's never heard that word in his life. I've known that word my entire life. Doesn't everyone? But I guess not. Today is a spin-off from a conversation, okay? Pretty much how to get in touch with your emotions, okay? This is the struggle, and you have to start somewhere. So it's not like you just wake up and you're like, oh, I'm going to learn to manage my emotions. It doesn't really work like that. Like, and everything we talk about here is not just an overnight, all of a sudden, everything's going to work out because it's in your awareness. Like, I literally, in this moment, am regulating emotions. My schedule, I've been. This is my, going into my second week of a new schedule. I take my gym time before the sun is up, get all my stuff done because that's how I feel whole and complete and ready to take on the day of what it is to be a stay-at-home mom. Okay. That's like my sanity. And there was, that didn't work out today. My 5-year-old woke up when I woke up, and that was the end of the story. I was not going to be able to leave the house at that point. So I have these emotions. I have these emotions of like, all of a sudden, I think my whole day is ruined. I can spiral out of control, right? Because things are not going my way. And I felt that initially. But part of that emotional intelligence and coming into that awareness is saying, well, it just kind of changes things, right? Because if it's important to me, I'm still going to get my 10,000 steps in, okay? We have a treadmill in the garage, not a big deal. It probably should be pretty nice today so I can get, take the kids for a walk. Whatever it looks like, I can get that done. Also, we have weights in our garage that I could use and still, do my weightlifting workout. It's just the timing just looks a little different. That's all. So instead of spiraling out of control and, just feeling that sense of, losing control and getting into a routine matters to me. It matters to me. And it's never fun when the routine is broken, but it's just giving yourself the grace to be flexible to work around that. So I can express the real feelings. Yes, there's some disappointment, but the truth is, we'll get it done, right? The day just looks different, doesn't change anything. It's more of a surprise, if anything. I mean, schedules and, sticking into a routine, that's. We know what's coming, but today now I'm like, everything's a surprise. Let's figure it out. My body probably could use a little bit of rest because I've been going pretty hard. But anyway, getting back at this, okay, I read this book. It's Emotional Intelligence 2.0, and it's been, oh my God, years. But it actually shows. Now my sound is going all squirrely here. Shh. Okay. I think we're good to go. Anyway, when it comes to emotional intelligence, it's hard for people to manage their feelings if they can't figure out at the core what they are. And this book talked about only, it's like a third of adults can accurately identify emotions. Okay. And this comes from a lot of reasons. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why we can't. We're not identifying our emotions. Number one, it's probably not been brought into our awareness. But maybe it's because you've been trained to believe that emotions should be suppressed. There's sometimes unspoken, societal regulations against expressing them, or maybe we never ideally just learned the language to accurately describe them. Anger and stress are two of the most emotions that are coming out in people, and it's usually just a mask for people that are having deeper feelings. And our job is to learn to describe them in a more precise way, because that is how we, develop that greater level of, what can we call it, like emotional agility, right? That's where we become more flexible. But this is going to be what enables us to interact more successfully, not only on the relationship with ourselves, but being able to interact with the entire world. Maybe, you judge yourself harshly because, you become angry with children, or, frustrated with your partner, whatever the reason. When you are bottling those things up or presenting them as an emotion that doesn't actually cover the emotion that you're feeling, these are the things that are getting sick, because emotion is energy, and it needs to be expressed, or it's like toxic sludge that you are just compiling in your body. So every time you're having these feelings, you're stuffing it in, you're stuffing it in. And it's just about being in that mindful present moment of like, okay, look, my day's going haywire today. Okay. I'm in a groove, and all of a sudden I just hit a wall and I'm like, shoot. So I'm letting those feelings come out, all of them. The frustration of like, why can't this 5-year-old just go to sleep? Okay. It's like the middle of the night here. The frustration of like, in my mind, I think, man, she can handle just cuddling up to daddy and going to sleep, and it's okay if I leave. And also that feeling of like, man, she is just 5. This time is fleeting. She is going through something right now, and I want to nurture her through that. So we're at this whole season of like, it was hard for everybody that I was leaving the house so much, and now I'm home all the time, minus the little time I get at the gym. So processing all of that feeling of like, I lost the what little freedom I had today. It's not there. And I can feel that emotion without harboring resentment. Now, if I just held it in and I wasn't expressing it, I wasn't talking about it, just that, lack of control, because a lot of things are out of my control. But what is in my control? The decisions I'm making for myself, that's the gym time. Okay. What is the truth? The truth. And that's what I lean into. I feel all those feelings of like, it does look a little different today, but if that shit's important to me, I'm going to do it no matter what. Right. It's not like I'm giving up on my health journey because I miss a day. I'm not giving up on my routine because I miss a day. And it's not like this snowballs into weeks and months and years again, where I've just taken myself for granted. Can't bottle the shit up. You have to express it, and you have to learn to kind of roll with the punches, because what is the truth of life? It's not just about Brandon's day got taken off the rails. Everybody's experiencing, a glitch in their routine. It happens. And sometimes we freak out and we spiral and we don't know how to deal with that. But if you can learn that emotional intelligence, if you can get in touch with your real emotions, the deeper side, then you're able to handle the shit easier. Okay. It's not the end of the world. I mean, you want the benefits of connecting with your emotions because you're increasing your self-awareness. This is how we develop. It's how we grow. It's that self-knowledge. You clarify your goals and direct your energy towards the activities that are meaningful to you. This is that first step of living with a sense of purpose, instead of that, operating on autopilot. You got to turn it down, baby. Enhancing your relationships, understanding yourself and other people. When you have an awareness and an emotional intelligence that you have practiced, building on, you understand yourself and other people, and this makes intimacy possible. Otherwise, you just have these surface wasted relationships with people. Surface is so boring. I don't have the energy for small talk and surface bullshit. I just don't. And my face doesn't fake it. My mouth doesn't fake it. So I have had to force myself to lean into emotional understanding. And it makes me more sensitive to how people around me are likely to react to situations. I've been able to provide, more empathy, more moral support. I give myself more grace. You start treating people good, you start treating yourself good. Everybody gets a little dish of grace, okay? But being in touch with your emotions builds resilience. Any challenge is easier to overcome when you can identify and regulate those emotions. And challenges are going to come. We're in the arena. We're getting our life kicked. We're not meant to live on autopilot. And there's always going to be something that come and disrupts your, comfort zone. That's God's way of saying, hey, bitch, get off your ass and do something. Do something. So building that resilience and becoming emotionally aware, this is going to give you that motivation. And you're going to build the skills to deal with the setbacks without it, undermining your self-esteem. You're not going to beat yourself up. You're not going to cave. You're not going to give in. You can achieve more. Emotional awareness is going to maximize your productivity. That means when you wake up and your day is off the rails and it doesn't go the way you planned, you're still going to get shit done. You still get shit done, no matter what it looks like. You can make sound decisions under pressure. You can collaborate with people better. So, what are some strategies for identifying your emotions? It's about trying to label what you're feeling. Make your language as specific as possible. We talked about sadness yesterday, and it could just be that feeling of listless, listless, listless. I cannot say words today. And how is it that when you say words over and over, they just start to sound weird, like listless, listless, listless? It just doesn't sound, it just gets weird. It's weird. Feeling listless on a rainy day, sad maybe because you're grieving for, a pet or a family member. And it's about, looking deeper inside of that. Your behaviors has a tendency to be deceptive if you have this habit of covering up the feelings that you think are inappropriate, okay? Because, like, how can I explain that? Do you hesitate to show affection because other people might take advantage of you? You have to examine your true motives. And this does get deep. So this is part of, your assignment today, is to journal about that stuff. Like, are there things that you don't express because of what other people might think, or because, you've been taught that that's not okay. Men don't talk about their feelings. It is important to be someone who can have an awareness, okay? Instead of being angry all the time, just say what you really are. Say what the core issue is. And there's a sense of vulnerability there. And not everybody has the courage to lean into that. It's unknown, and the unknown is always scary. On top of just being honest and bringing in your motives to like a true awareness, you've got to listen to your body. Physical sensations reveal very important clues about your emotional state. A clenched jaw, okay? Your eyebrows all scrunched the fuck up. This could be anger. Relaxed muscles, warm glow. This means you're probably happy about something, okay? Listen to your body and be intentional with your body language. Maybe, you are listless today. Maybe it's cloudy outside and you're just kind of, ugh. I guarantee if you put your shoulders back and your head up and, you change your body language, your mood begins to follow. Definitely creating time and a place in a quiet room to observe your emotions and your feelings without judgments is very important. People call this meditating. I'm still very cautious with that word because it can go too far, okay? But just being in that space, for me, it is, just staying in that communication with God where there is nothing else in the room. There's no distractions. I just make it super quiet. I sit in my body. We communicate about the things. I feel everything in my body. I ask what I need help for. Even just that, prayer of protection, something that has been, it's been a mindful topic in our household is just praying for protection over us and over the house. Being able to be in your body and recognize things. And when you start to observe your feelings without making judgments, it's easier to express them. It's easier to label them. It's easier to talk about them. And putting your emotions into words, you need to find someone that you can practice this with. Being able to tell other people how you feel and why, allowing yourself to be vulnerable, like I said, is super scary, but it's worth it because this is where we get the deeper connections. This is where we, you know, have that level of security. And start small. It's not about, you know, pouring out, bug, hold on, baby. It's not about pouring out your heart all at once. Just start small. If certain subjects seem too sensitive and you're just suddenly completely triggered, you prepare yourself by discussing things that feel a little safer. And as you become more confident in your skills, which you're going to do every time you're practicing this, when you're making a mindful decision to say, I can talk about my feelings, you're going to be able to address larger issues with ease. You know, something that really does help is that physical exercise. Okay. And I'm not just preaching this to you. I've done that before where I've said you should exercise and I wasn't taking my own medicine. Guaranteed, you know, physical activity is a good outlet for your feelings. You know, I mean, tension melts away when you're active. It really does. It kind of puts things into perspective. And if you're me, you know, after that third mile, you're just like happy to be alive. And that's what matters at that point. So it changes your perspective. Get physical. Okay. I don't want to hear your excuses. I hear your little mind like, oh, I can't work out because my hip hurts. There's something for everybody. Okay. I don't have a gym membership. I don't have whatever. Girl, you can go on YouTube and put in exactly what's wrong with you, like workouts for, you know, body resistance. If you don't have equipment, workouts for, you know, a 50-year-old woman with a hip issue, I guarantee you're going to find some shit to do. Okay. Just getting up and moving your body is important. Sharing emotions and being able to express them. I think creativity works in this too. You know, maybe write a short story or, you know, journal on this or, you know, create an art project that expresses your feelings. Any medium that gets you in a level of creativity, pour your heart into baking or, you know, create an app, design a board game. I don't know, whatever. Just do something fucking creative because that idle time I was talking about, that's killing you. Okay. It's killing you. Find something to do. And honestly, just a disclaimer because, you know, I don't want anybody coming back at me. This is an entertainment purpose only podcast. If you are feeling sad on a regular basis, seek help. Okay. Seek help from a professional. Maybe you need counseling. Maybe you need medication. If you need more help dealing with your emotions, if you know that none of this advice is going to work for you and you are just too dysregulated, because that's the thing. We just get dysregulated. And I think everybody does when we're triggered. There's dysregulation, like your chemicals are going, you know, squirrely. Your blood flows different. Your heart beats racing. Like there's just a whole physical response when we are triggered. But if you are constantly in a state of dysregulation, it's probably time to seek some help. Okay. But that's it, you guys. I want you to make it a priority to get in touch with your emotions. So practice that today. Practice, you know, even if it's just with you, start talking about what you're feeling. Have the conversation of like, oh my God, Judy at, you know, the water fountain today is just really pissing me off. Well, why is she pissing you off? Because usually when we're annoyed by someone, it's something that's reflecting back at us that we need to see in ourselves. You know, maybe she's gossiping so much and it's just because you need to realize that you've been doing the same thing. I don't know. It's for you to figure out. Okay. That's the excitement of the day. I know I will spend the day getting in touch with my emotions because my day started awry, but I'm going to make the best of it because that's what Brandon Lynette fucking does. Okay. That's it. I put in the work, flex the muscles to actually get good at, you know, dealing with the emotions. It's that loss of control. That loss of control is hard. It's hard. And if this is something I'll probably be working on for a long time because I was someone that had to micromanage everything and had to, you know, do everything for myself. So I had that control and security of knowing it's done. Now I'm just leaning into my life is in God's hands. My life is in my husband's hands. And that's about it. That's about it. There's a few things I have control of. I can go work out. I can go do the things. And when I can't do that, I find another outlet. Okay. I find another way. But just get in touch with how you're feeling. Have a conversation with a friend that gets a little deeper than, hey, Marvin, how's the weather out there? Like it is ridiculous. Okay. It's ridiculous. All of this surface relationship bullshit is so draining, and I don't see the point. I don't see the point. Okay. You're not obligated to have boring, mundane conversations. You know, get real, be real, get real. 'Cause otherwise, what's the point? What is the point of the interactions if we are not going on a deeper level of connection with the people that we're seeing? You know, you can't really do that though until you get really secure in how you're feeling and able to label that and just able to, you know, be aware of emotions and not become them. Okay. Make sure you guys tune into my Monday podcast. I do talk about microdosing psilocybin. I think this has been a great tool in me being able to regulate my emotions, to just bring them in an awareness where I can see they exist without becoming them. Okay. So I can be sad and frustrated for the momentary experience. I can give, you know, the emotion the life that it needs. I don't hold it in my body and harbor on it and harp on it, and I don't ruminate on it. I'm not sitting here like, oh my God, this is it. That's it. My day's ruined. I didn't get to go to the gym today. I'm never going to leave the house today. I'm here. I'm stuck. I'm trapped. I'm in prison. I can let all of that shit just go crazy, or I can give it its experience and then I move on to the next right thing. Which for me was, okay, what's the next right thing? B, get the baby cuddled up on the couch in your office and record a podcast. What are we doing next? I don't know. She's the boss. I'll find out, but it's a surprise. So I could be excited about that, or I could be worried about that. I don't know. Hopefully, she said, I'm the boss. Hopefully, she wants to snuggle and go back to sleep because it is 5 a.m. I'm sorry, it's 5:20 now. But whatever it is, I'm gonna have a great time with it. I'm gonna let the feelings just express themselves and come out, and I'm not going to become the feeling. It's just bringing it into the awareness, and it takes practice, you guys. So if you're like, bitch, I've been working on this since the first time you told me, yeah, guess what? So have I. So have I. And a year from now, we're probably still going to be flexing this muscle, just in a different, you know, a different situation. And that's okay. That's the point. We're growing through it. We are becoming better versions of ourselves, and that's our purpose. Alex, hold on, baby. But all right, you guys, she is done. She's done with me sitting here recording this podcast. She cannot sit still and not talk to me anymore. So I'm gonna get off of here and hang out with the baby. I hope you guys have an incredible day. Tomorrow's Friday. You've almost made it through the week. I'm excited for you. I have all my babies. College kids are coming home tomorrow, so that's exciting for me. I'm excited. I will be home the whole time. Usually I have to work a few shifts when they're here, so I miss out on shit, but not anymore. Mommy's here. So, all right, bitches, you have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.